Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 22, 2023. The world is tied to you. And once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure, in fact, whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what this storm's all about. Haruki Murakami question: is the storm and in general everything that is happening around us in humanity and now in the world happening only so that we become a different person? Answer: yes, everything that happens in nature. Even explosions somewhere in distant stars are happening only in order to somehow act through some chains of events on a person. Question: if I am an ordinary person, and it happens somewhere out there in Africa, is it still happening for me? Answer: yes. Do not look for any laws of justice in this. We do not understand all this. Question: but there is a big difficulty in this for me. Somewhere out there, in Alaska, something is happening. Is it happening for me? Answer: yes. Question: what will happen if I can really train myself so that it will be my thought? Let's dream that every person has managed. Answer: then you will begin to correct the world with this thought. Question: what is the conclusion from this? That the world is tied to me and my actions determine what will happen in Alaska? Answer: yes. Question: if we do not change, if I do not change, again and again troubles come into the world, next to me, and so on, and I do not change, do the troubles then increase? Will this pressure on me increase? Answer: of course. On you personally and on each of us, and on all of us together. Question: does this happen until I understand what depends on me? Answer: yes. Question: isn't this difficult for a person? Answer: we live in this. Comment: but we do not feel this. My response: but do we feel that it is getting worse? Comment: yes, we feel it. My response: is the pressure growing? Comment: it is growing. My response: so, we need to do something about it. Question: is the conclusion from this that the entire world is tied to me and this is so for everyone? And I am tied to the entire world? Answer: yes. Question: how can we live with this? Answer: but we live. Comment: we do not feel this, this is why we live. My response: that's right. But what should I do? To feel. Once you start feeling it, you start thinking about it, you start trying to change it mentally, and you change it. Question: can you imagine if a person comes to this thought and there is such a responsibility on him, then how will he live? How? Answer: he will live. At the moment, he, the miserable one, exists. Question: is this what you call life, to learn to tie myself to the entire world, to feel that it depends on me? Answer: yes. And to care for the entire world. Question: is it in a person's power or not? Answer: that is exactly what is in a person's power. For this, people just need a certain education so that they understand that everything that happens is necessary only for them to realize where they exist, in what system of nature they exist, and why the environment is not so kind to them. Question: if I understand this, will I be able to take a step, or will I do it all the time with the fear that I am responsible and I am worried? Answer: no. On the contrary, I will take good and correct steps gradually, here and there, remembering, forgetting, and somehow else. But in general, we will improve ourselves and thereby improve the world. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 12, 2023. You don't give us any solutions. Comment: you are talking about integrality, the global nature of the world, but you do not clarify when you are asked, what solution can we give to the world? My response: You do not understand this, not because I leave my message unfinished, but because your mind is not yet working to the full depth necessary to understand it, since those who ask are not integral themselves. What can I do? Nothing. It is necessary to chew on these ideas again and again and keep feeding them until adequate thoughts appear according to what I say. Question: what do we still lack? Some actions or some thoughts? Answer: first, it is necessary to create an environment around us that would give us the greatness of the integrality of the world in our eyes and its complete interdependence. Secondly, since in this integral, completely interdependent form, there is a fairly strong, international group that is studying Kabbalah, that is, our next state, then, through this study and through the desire for the next state to reveal a deeper layer of the world, this group attracts upon us special spiritual energy, special knowledge, and special forces. Thus, through this group and its spreading into our world, which will want to be integral, the energy of the next level will begin to enter, the one where people are really interconnected with each other in a direct integral connection. This is how the correction will happen. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. You don't give any solutions. August 3, 2011. Pets are the complement of man. Question: is there any symbolism in the fact that we have been surrounded by pets throughout time? Answer: pets are an addition to man, an addition to his own nature. In general, the entire inanimate, plant, and animal world, everything that exists around us, except for man, is, as it were, different forms that have come out of us and now exist outside of us since we cannot collect them in ourselves, correct, and use them properly. Therefore they are still located and felt outside of us. In fact, the whole universe, the globe, and everything that exists on it, plant and animal, and all of humanity, should be inside me. If I begin to develop the property of love your neighbor as yourself in myself, then I will not have any problems, and I will be able to discover all this within myself and work with it correctly. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Cat and Dog, August 11, 2011. Hidden Wonders. Comment: you say that miracles do not exist. But some things are perceived as miracles at our level of understanding. My response: of course, I understand that. If I give a musical toy to a child and the toy suddenly starts playing, it is a miracle to him. Suddenly, a little box starts making a sound. To him, it feels like something that fell from heaven. Question: why do you hide such information then? Answer: it is not information. Information is something you receive and understand as additional knowledge. Know that there are no miracles in the world. There are things that reveal themselves to an unprepared person and seem to be miracles because he does not see the cause and effect of that phenomenon. Let us say at 11 a.m. the gas burner in your kitchen turns on by itself, and no one else is there. You will perceive it as something special until you discover your friends are playing a joke on you. Certainly there are apparent coincidences and chance occurrences, but it is all a lack of information. And why should we know it if we cannot manage it? Were Wolf Messing or Van Gogh happy because they knew something in advance? For such knowledge of the future, you have to pay very dearly because you are not entitled to it. You have not reached its level yet. If you start receiving it according to your desires, you will involuntarily try to use it for yourself. It will push you away from the goal, and therefore you will suffer even more. It is a closed chain. We cannot go into it, and we should not. On the contrary, the further you go into spirituality, the more you will close your eyes and advance, as they say, by faith above knowledge, that is, by bestowing despite egoism. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Hidden Wonders, August 5, 2011.